Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Jim Muir, the founder and president of Experimax, a unique franchise that specializes in the buying and selling of certified pre-owned Apple products. Mr. Muir, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure as well. So for starters today, give us some background on Experimax to kick things off.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking the question. Like many other successful businesses, Experimax actually started out of my garage. I started the company with my son, John, and for many years, Apple computers were my hobby. I did not realize we were going to be able to turn this into a viable business venture, but it worked out great for us starting in 2009, and in 2012, we opened our first retail location. Very quickly, though, we ramped up and we were very busy, so I have three other sons besides my son, John, and those boys joined the team as well. So there was myself and our four sons. We opened the first store in West Palm Beach, and then we opened an additional store in Boynton Beach, and then also in Jupiter, Florida. In 2013, we partnered with United Franchise Group. We chose United Franchise Group because they're recognized as a leader in the franchise industry, and actually they've been in business for 34 years. So by August of 2014, we developed a plan to take the company worldwide. And as of today, we have about 125 locations across the globe, and we're already in 14 countries.
I'd say that's quite a tremendous success record right there already, and really appreciate some of the details shared there on the background and where you're at today with Experimax. Why is it important for brands to celebrate active and retired military? Touch on that if you would.
Well, how better can we serve our communities and nation as a whole than to offer great business opportunities to those folks who have sacrificed and served our country? Besides that fact, we really believe that veterans really make the best franchisees.
Yeah, great points there. Good stuff. Now, how have veteran franchisees contributed to your business directly?
Well, our veteran partners actually set the bar for other franchisees to strive for. It seems like they work harder than anyone else. They are very disciplined. And, of course, the reason that most people desire a franchise is because they realize that following a proven process is the key to a long-term business success. That process is what a franchise company like Experimax offers. Who better understands process than someone who has dedicated themselves to our military? We get excited every time a veteran inquires about our brand.
Yeah, good to hear the report and how you're involving veterans into your business and the vision that you have there. Can you give us some background on current veteran franchisees that are working with you?
Sure, I'll tell you about two. We have one franchise owner in Richmond, Virginia. His name is Leonard Blue. He bought his store in 2016 after he spent 22 years in the military. Although he had multiple leadership positions during active duty, he never owned a business before. He is consistently a top five performer every month for our company. Another one of our franchisees, his name is Shad Harth. He is in Avon, Indiana, and he's retired from the military as of 2018 after being in the service for 10 years. A lifetime member of the VFW and American Legion, Harth also chose Experimax because he wants his son to grow up believing in the American dream. Wants to build something from nothing through consistency, dedication, and hard work. He is also doing a great job for us.
And thanks for sharing some of the background on current veteran franchisees. Today we're joined by Mr. Jim Muir, the founder and president of Experimax, a unique franchising concept that specializes in the buying and selling of certified pre-owned Apple products here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Muir, what support does Experimax provide to veterans who are transitioning to civilian life?
Well, as I stated before, maximizing veteran success in the business is something that Experimax has been working on for years. We embrace the military franchisees, and we can tell you that they offer opportunities and a stable lifestyle for them in having this business. We offer a significant reduction as well in the franchise fees for veterans, and we know the transition to civilian life can be difficult, and we think that that helps.
And for sure on that. Now, what feedback have you received from these veterans Love to hear some input there.
Well, what I hear is that they love to be involved in their communities. They enjoy the challenge of owning their own businesses, and they like the fact that they're building a legacy for their families.
Now, as far as training is concerned, what training does Experimax give to its franchisees?
Well, first of all, when somebody buys a franchise from Experimax, we give them 4 weeks' worth of training. We train them for 2 weeks here in our headquarters in West Palm Beach. Of course, that includes transportation, lodging, and meals while they're training. But then we also visit the store, and we set it up, and we actually train them for 2 weeks in the store that they purchase. They get 1 week in technical training so that they know how to do all the repairs and so forth. And then we give them another week of training in the area of marketing. And, of course, it doesn't stop there. We have ongoing support through our headquarters, as well as we have field support personnel who actually live in the franchisee's region.
Yeah, personal preference, a great place to be headquartered there in West Palm Beach, Florida. Good stuff there. From your experience working with veterans, what advice can you give to those interested in opening a franchise? What's your input there?
Well, first of all, you got to make sure you love what you do. You want to listen to your customers so you can help them find solutions. And then, of course, you need to be hard work. You need to be a go-getter type of person. Business is not just going to come to you. You're going to have to work for it.
And certainly an understatement there. If listeners wanted to get more information online, where would those interested go to learn more?
Well, of course, there's great publications like Entrepreneur Magazine that rate Experimax very well. But you can also go to the actual Experimax website, experimax.com, and find all about the local businesses that that might be in the area or the region that you're in. But the other thing is that we have a franchise page that would be experimaxfranchise.com. And if somebody wants to go there, they can click on that and get a lot of information about the brand.
Fantastic. In all regards, again, Mr. Muir, all the best. Continued success. And thanks so much for joining us on behalf of Experimax here today on EPN. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thank you.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jim Muir, the founder and president of Experimax, a unique franchising concept that specializes in the buying and selling of certified pre-owned Apple products. And for all the details, visit experimax.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.